Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So if the developers have their way, this underground city may be shut from access forever or hidden away that people who want to explore what's going on there will not be able to. Or maybe they want to just keep it for themselves.
I would guarantee you if Smithsonian did abscond all of the artifacts that they wanted, they probably would have floated them down the river to El Tovar and taken them out by mule. And
when could that have been done already or what?
I think so. And when they were done, they probably blew the door again. And you can't clean up a mess like that. I think we can get down below with the information we have and fairly well pinpoint and find this door, and we'll open it up again.
How close did you get on this voyage?
That's where we need to some other techniques, some other alternative techniques to kind of take a look at some different situations. And Chris came up with a wonderful idea, floating a kite over the rim with a camera. And you can drop it down. With all the wind current going on there, you could put a kite up there all day and drop it down below the rim, and the wind would keep it up. And I think that would be very interesting.
Chris, would anybody stop you from doing this, or do you think you can get away with it? Because this is really getting interesting.
No, there's no restrictions for kite flying.
We're just out here flying a kite, Ranger. Yeah. No laws against that.
Okay. No, that sounds
all like you have
fun.
To do is set it out there about 300-400 yards with a operable camera with pan tilt zoom, and you'd be able to map the entire stretch going upstream from the confluence point.
This is sounding fascinating. I want to look at the legends here because every time we talk about underground cities and underground places, I'm reminded of a discussion. I did an interview with a book that Tim Beckley is coming out with, which is basically reprinting the old Hidden World stories from Ray Palmer about Richard Schaefer. And, of course, we talk about all these underground civilizations. So do you think that because I won't do it, of course, because I like to stay indoors when there are mysteries outside where people could be captured. And that is, if you guys did this, do you think you'd find something living down there now? Other than, of course, you know, rather wild creatures?
I think there's a potential for some type of race to be down there. We've all heard the stories about the Hollow Earth. We've read all the different reports, the different writings and things like that. I mean, there's a really good basis for some type of underground society, whomever they might be. And, of course, it's those damn aliens. No, we don't know. But there's underground cultures. I can guarantee you that, almost guarantee you that, just from the people I've talked to, the people who've run into the reptilians and things of that nature. That might be what the Hopi are describing as the ant people.
Well, maybe describe more about the legends that regard that particular area. What's been reported there? You're a cryptozoologist. Do we have Bigfoot over there?
I'm not entirely sure. I think probably over on the North Rim, there's activity over there. I remember one time we were about 4 miles up from Lee's Ferry heading up toward the dam on the Colorado.
And I want everybody to get their maps out. You know, let's do this here because of the fact that we're talking about a specific area that is on the map more or less. Can you tell our listeners to get out their maps, go to Google Maps or something, and look at this and then paint the picture that they're going to see?
Yeah, we'll have something up by the time the show airs. We'll have something up online. We'll have a map of the area so people can refer to it.
Okay, go ahead, JC.
Well, this Lee's Ferry, what my buddy and I used to do is we would get down to Lee's Ferry, and about the last time one of the rafts came in, and they're motorized rafts, they put the people in up at the dam up in Page, and then they run them down the river. I believe it's 12 miles to Lee's Ferry from the dam. Well, we would bring our kayaks and our canoes and hitch a ride after all the passengers got off. And we'd pay the people driving the boats in beer or cash. Take us up to mile 6 or take us up to mile 8 or, you know, take us up river. And then we could kind of hang out in one area and do a lot of fishing where we could paddle against the current and get up river a little bit. We'd go up and paddle against there. And then we were in really tight with the people who were doing the tours down from the dam. So when they'd come by our campsite, they'd say, the buffet's at 10 o'clock tomorrow at mile 8. And we'd get there an hour early, and they would feed us. And then we would leave. So
explain this to me. Usually when a buffet starts at a specific hour, that's when it starts. So you get basically a chance to sample everything?
Exactly.
All right.
And we did all this with beer. Beer is the currency on the Colorado. Let me tell you. It's a good currency. And you can be a bum up there all summer if you want to. And you just pay for your parking permit where your vehicle's at, and you can hang out on the Colorado River, move from camp to camp.
But is it good beer?
Whatever you can buy in Page. You don't want to buy in Utah because that's 3.2% beer. You go into Arizona.
Did you ever think, ladies and gentlemen, on the PowerCast, you hear a couple of guys talking about the best beer to buy to explore the unknown?
Lots of fun up there. I miss it. I miss it. But, you know, I've got more. I guess I have more responsibilities at this time. But you can spend a month there. And it doesn't cost you much.
Now, this trip that you guys took, did it stop dead in its tracks when you realized development is going on? Or what?
Well, that portion of it did, yeah. That final day, we just, you know, we basically turned around and left. We were quite crestfallen. But we did document the scene, I think, fairly well. I am working on a YouTube video as we speak that's going to be covering the journey. I'll, of course, give the Paracast a you know, first look at it on our forums. But, yeah, this was Clifford was not happy. He was actually quite upset about this, and for good reason. This is a very tenuous time period that we're in. There's lots of cultural programming going on related to potential earth changes. And, you know, who knows what could happen over the course of the next year or two. Right now, we're at a very tenuous point, I think, in history. And this was not a good sign to Clifford. He really, I can't underscore this enough, he was not a happy camper that day.
We don't need to have this kind of stuff going on. And isn't it unfortunate that wherever in the country there is a place where they can build a casino or a new housing development? But I have to wonder something here. The housing industry is in pretty bad shape. Development's in bad shape. The economy is in bad shape. Why pick now to build something like this?
The Grand Canyon's rocking 24/7. I don't think they've lost a whole lot. I know they had some probably fewer visitors during this recession. But they're still rocking 24/7 up at the Grand Canyon.
So they figure by the time this is built, things will have straightened out.
Well, it's kind of interesting, too. You're going to have a luxury resort next to an underground city. Okay, guys, time to evacuate.
Or do you think they're going to stage tours of the underground city for someone who wants to spend $600 or so per hour? You know, a profit-making organization.
Yeah, it could be.
That's another thing that we were, you know, potentially looking for, too, is any kind of air shafts or air vents or anything on the surface. And we came across some monolithic-type structures in a circle that we're kind of scratching our heads over. I'm going to be talking with Leonard Dan, Chief Dan. He's been a geologist for over 35 years. He's retired now. But I'm going to get him in. I'm going to show him on Google where we were, what the area is, because he traveled all over the Southwest as a geologist inspecting bridges and everything else. He knows every inch. And he'll tell me, oh, yeah, the Army Corps of Engineers must have did that. Or he'll say, I don't know. Or he might know. But we saw some interesting rock structures while we were there that I can't entirely explain or write off.
Yeah, exactly. Of course, our resident diffusionist archaeologist said, oh, it was just a bunch of guys in the 50s making a sheet pen, but that didn't quite wash in my book. All I needed was a pickup truck with a couple of reels of barbed wire and some fence posts, and they could have had that thing built in a day, three guys. This took a long time. I mean, there are two-ton, possibly three-ton standing stones as part of this particular very weird enclosure that we discovered.
Talk about the weird enclosure and so much more with J.C. Johnson and Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Ray Perkins, a reclusive veteran burned out from the Gulf War, lives tortured by relentless, perplexing nightmares. Nightmares of a horrific battle in deep space and of a mysterious woman suffering in agony for her devastated world. A woman not yet born, calling across centuries to him. Then, a coincidence leads him to his destiny, his chance to alter the universe. Attack! Attack! Of the Rockaways. The former fiction editor for Star Wars and Indiana Jones, Robert Simpson, writes, "The soul of the novel Attack of the Rockaways lies in its heart and passion for building a convincing tale of a love that spans a galaxy. A thrilling story. Attack of the Rockaways is available now. Read a sample chapter and get a special discount off of the cover price at our website, rockoids.com. That's rockoids.com. Attack of the Rockaway, a novel in the grand science fiction tradition.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jamb plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So, off the beaten track from our usual coverage of UFOs and ghosts, we're exploring the underground city that may be no more or may be used as a place of refuge, depending on your point of view. J.C. Johnson, cryptozoologist, of course, Gene and Chris exploring on the Paracast. All right, what is this strange thing that you saw, these large stone thingies?
Yeah, they were just out of the blue. We're like, what is that? We're out scouting to get out to the point where the confluence is, and we came across these structures. One was a small round structure. The other was a large round structure. I think Gary David measured 70 feet across inside of the structure?
Yeah, it was 70 long, 50 wide.
Yeah, and just one of those scratch-your-head things, you know. I don't know. We're going to find out. So I think when I talk to Leonard, he's going to give me the scoop on it.
This is part one, then. We're going to have more information as
well. We're going to go back. We're going to go back, and my producer wanted desperately to come out there because we wanted to have some, you know, some more audio equipment and things like that. And my producer came down with a situation where he had to go get some medical care, so he couldn't make it out there. He wants to return, but when we return, we're going to have everything we need, and we'll have a budget.
I love budgets, JC.
We're going to do this again. Same cast of characters and probably a couple of climbers, experienced climbers who can free climb, put ropes up, the works. And we're going to do it again. We'll do it again.
And one team will be on the river coming up with the climbers, and the other team will be on the rim exploring ahead of them with the surveillance equipment.
Yep. We got it all planned out. But this was just an exploratory situation with the world's most amazing view, is what it comes down to.
And a really cool campsite that we found at the Bodaway Gap there. The nearest trees, Gene, are 14 miles away. And the last stretch of trees that we could find near the area is where we ended up setting up our base camp.
Let me just ask you here. This involves a lot of mountain climbing as part of this because of the Grand Canyon connection?
It will.
All right. I guess I can't come.
Eventually. Eventually.
I might come in a helicopter. That will save it, you know.
Then again, the tribe might put a tramway down to the door, and you can just take a tram ride down to it and go inside the hidden city.
Yeah, I think that sounds more like Gene speed.
Thank you. Okay, but understand, folks, I am not of this duo, dynamic duo on the Paracast. I'm the guy who stays indoors, and Chris goes out there and confronts the danger. This way, at least one of us will survive.
What we found strange also is going out to that point, and we're calling it Mahudi Point now. So it's Mahudi Point. Going out to the point, there was a government vehicle there. Clifford said, well, that looks like it might be Park Service, and it was a GSA vehicle.
What is it? Government Services Agency plate.
Yeah, exactly.
And each type of plate, or the type of numbers indicates which agency or administration that it comes from.
And Audrey called in that vehicle and the license plate and everything because we were concerned that it was there, you know, at least 2 days when we were there. Was it? I think it was there the third day you guys went out also.
Yeah, and it looked like it had been there at least a week.
So an officer from Tuba City, a friend of Audrey's.
Who is Audrey, by the way? Explain who Audrey is.
Audrey came out with us. She's a sheriff's posse volunteer out of Apache County. She does a lot of security work. And she's a good hand around camp. She's a pretty good shot, too. So this all works out good. So she called in the GSA vehicle. A friend of hers was on the way out, a Tuba City police officer, and they just got past where our camp was, heading out to the area, and she got called off of the call, which was kind of a strange thing.
Oh, you didn't tell me that.
Yeah, they called her off the call, told her to turn around and go to another call. And that somebody else was going to take care of it. So some more weirdness for you.
Okay. Let's look more deeply at this place here, not just your trip. The underground city, what about legends surrounding the underground city? Strange creatures, stuff like that. What kind of history does it have?
I've just been doing some reading from some different authors and some different people who are talking about folks who, one particular case, this person rode a donkey down into the canyon to a point, and the Native American guide said, from here on in, I have to blindfold you. So this person was blindfolded. And then said they walked right through the rock wall, and inside was a room, and there were several doors. And the guide knew which door to go into, and they went into this door. They walked into basically an underground city that was lit. There were people there.
Now you say lit. Lit with what? Fire? Lit with electric light?
Artificial, some type of, you know, artificial light source, something of that nature.
You know, like fluorescent LED?
Not quite like that. Just, it was lit.
Oh, boy.
It was lit, and there were people there. And they were growing gardens. They had food. They had everything they needed underground. it's just a story, but, you know, the person says this is what happened, believe it or not.
It starts to sound like either an underground refuge in case of some kind of natural or unnatural disaster on the surface, or another civilization living down there.
Well, and this isn't the only entrance either. I have a suspicion that there's more than one entrance to this particular complex.
This, Chris, is then the normal public entrance that we are aware of.
It's the only one that we're aware of because of the 1909 discovery by Kincaid and Jordan. But I've been told, and I've done quite a bit of research about this particular aspect of South, you know, Western Native American lore. And to the best of my research, this appears to be one of five different Sipa Punima in the Zuni. I think the Hopi is Sipa Puni, and you know, the Anglo white boy call it, you know, we call it the Sipa Pu. There seems to be at least four, if not a fifth, entrance into some sort of antediluvian or ancient tunnel system. One is near Bandelier National Park. Another is up in the San Luis Valley. There's possibly an entrance near Mount Taylor in New Mexico. And it appears to me, I mean, of course, if you believe Anthony Sanchez and Colonel X, there's one at Dulce.
And that may be questionable.
Right, but that's not just because that one is questionable. I mean, all of them are, ultimately. But there's enough of a tradition, and there's enough stories and legends that are cross-tribal, cross-cultural, that indicate that there is some sort of ancient underground tunnel system that may branch off into complexes underground. Now, the U.S. government has the technical prowess now to map several miles down into the crust of the Earth. So it stands to reason, since this technology became operable, I think in 1996 or 98, if memory serves me correct, one of the first places they mapped was the Giza Plateau, the second place was the Yucatan Peninsula, and the third place was the Rocky Mountains in the southwest. So there's a good chance that if this technology is effective, we've already ID'd many, if not most, of these underground passageways and complexes.
We'll get into more of the underground passageways and more with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's L-E-M-K-E Soft.com. LemkeSoft.com. L-E-M-K-E Soft.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
OnlyBatteries.com is where to turn for all your battery needs. In stock, fresh, guaranteed, fast shipping, non-rechargeable batteries, rechargeable batteries, battery chargers, custom battery packs, all brand names. For all the batteries you use at home, the office, the cottage, and the car, OnlyBatteries.com. Get 25% off using coupon code 7500. Call right now, 1-800-660-7705, or visit OnlyBatteries.com. OnlyBatteries.com. That's OnlyBatteries.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned into the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
And this is the kind of show that you won't hear anywhere else, with J.C. Johnson joining Chris to talk about the voyage where, well, they ended up okay, they came back, or maybe it's their doppelgangers, maybe they're still stuck down there in the underground city.
I'm still back with the ant people.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Not the clay people? I was hoping clay people.
The ant people.
Oh, I forget in that Flash Gordon serial where they met the clay people, they were cured at the end of the movie in Chapter 15. So there are no clay people. I guess they became the ant people.
They became the ant people. And they've been around for a very long time. I believe they're terrestrial in nature. And I don't think there's anything out there without an affiliation if we're talking about those damn aliens or if we're talking about something else. I don't think there's a non-affiliation. You're either on the side of good or you're on the side of evil. So we have to, you know, obviously they fed the Hopi and kept them alive during a cataclysm until they could return to the surface. These are probably not a bad entity. They're probably a good entity. They might not appreciate us trespassing. Who knows?
Well, what are these people or entities? Are we assuming they're spiritual beings, interdimensional beings, native to the Earth, just another race that we're not in touch with, or E.T.?
That's a good question. We really don't know. The legends of the Hopi and Zuni would indicate that they're always here. They're as indigenous to this planet as we are. But again, it's really sometimes it's difficult to look at an oral tradition and nuances within that tradition and really be able to be, you know, real definitive with how you portray elements, events, and players. So to the best of my knowledge, these entities have always been here, just, you know, similar to humans. So.
They've got a job to do. And if they're working for a higher power and they're working inside the Earth, they've got a job to do and perform. There's a lot of different attitudes and opinions about what's going on up at Dulce. If we talk with Richard O'Neill, he's the local original Bigfoot man from years ago. And he's actually a doctor, Dr. O'Neill, and he's got all kinds of credentials and certificates. But he seems to think what's going on in Dulce is there is this particular race of angelic principalities who have a job to do, and they're underneath the mesa there. and they're just doing their job, and we're a nuisance to them. Everything in the universe, we're the envy of everything in the universe because we have free choice and free will. And you put everything together, everything else is kind of robotic and doing what they were programmed to do, doing their jobs. We're the envy with the free will of the universe.
Well, that sounds great in theory, JC, but we really don't know that for sure. I mean, people have been told this by supposed abductors and that sort of thing. You do have some legends and myths that you could equate that kind of thinking, but we don't really know for sure, you have to admit.
Oh, absolutely. No. But overall, just, you know, with the reports, the different people I've talked to, you know, the face-to-face type stuff with different situations, I kind of get that feedback and that feeling. And I, if we get into the alien aspect, the Greys are not a nice group of beings, and they have no pity, no mercy, and we're like lab rats, you know. They're actually robotic in what they're doing. You know, they're sticking a 9-inch needle in your belly, or they're removing things from your body and without anesthesia. You know, there's a lot of things you could look at and go, you know, this is not a good thing, not a good entity. And there's probably some entities out there that aren't bad, and they've got a job to do.
But aren't we talking here about legend more than reality?
Yeah, potentially.
Sure.
Potentially. But, you know, this all is tied in to a lot of different things, and it all comes together, and it all comes back around in a circle. And when you start connecting the dots, it's really fascinating.
Well, I guess we'd like to connect some dots about this underground civilization over there, or this underground city. What's the name again?
Well, the actual place of emergence is called, depending on the tradition, Sipapulima, Sipapuni, or Sipapu.
Doesn't fall easily from the tongue, does it?
Lots of S's and P's.
I think Sipapu is like the easiest thing for us to say. So
Sipapu.
We'll call it that.
Okay. That's it.
We'll call it that.
Let's patent that name and get some money when they start using it.
I wonder what they'll call the eventual resort there.
I'll bet you it's going to be called Sipapu Casino.
That's sad. Very sad. And that grandma out there that lives out there, out in the middle of absolutely nowhere, the grandma and grandpa, we'd stopped and Audrey gave grandma and her, I believe her granddaughter, some sodas, you know, just as an act of kindness because we kept driving through their sheep camp, you know, trying to get over to the brim. And what's going to happen to those people? Their way of life. They're running sheep. They're herding sheep. That's all they've ever known, and that's what they're still doing. What's going to happen to those people out there living traditionally?
Yeah.
Roughly how many people we're talking about? Maybe a few hundred, a few thousand in that area?
Not even. I think you could, Chris could tell you, you'd probably
maybe
count on your hand. Maybe 100. Maybe 100. But now they're going to get a 4-lane highway, and they're going to get the big city and everything else. And if it's a casino, then they're going to get all the things that happen with casinos, too. Out in the middle of nowhere.
All the riffraff.
In the middle of nowhere. So they're probably going to have to build a detention facility to detain people until they can decide where they're going to be sent to, you know, or they'll ship them all to Tuba City.
This all sounds terrible, Chris.
Well, it's pretty amazing that a very sacred, you know, cultural heritage site can be sold to the highest bidder and developed without the cultures who don't have dominion over the actual land there but hold it sacred having a say in it. The Zuni and Hopi don't have any control over the area. They've been doing pilgrimages there for thousands of years.
But it's not on Indian lands.
And the Navajo
land,
have
then.
Political control.
It's not on Indian lands.
It is on Indian lands, but it's being controlled by the Navajo, who don't hold the Sipapu as a sacred spot. At least most of them don't, to my knowledge.
They're looking for commercial gain, then.
Exactly.
But there's chapter houses and chapters fighting the development on the side of the Navajo, so you got to give them credit there.
Yeah, that's true. Not all. I mean, most of the Navajo, as JC mentioned at the top here, most of the Navajo do not benefit from some of these projects, the coal mines, the power plants, the dams, the strip mining. it's the controlling clans at the top that get the money, and it's kind of Reaganomics. You know, they expect it to trickle down, but it doesn't.
It doesn't, and once again, we've got some dead-end tourist jobs. We can make beds and flip burgers. Thanks a lot. That's a wonderful career. And we sold out for these dead-end jobs.
But I want to look more at the legends of the underground civilization, how these places might have been visited by the ancient Egyptians and so on and so forth. Now, since then, have there been regular trips to explore what's going on inside or what?
I don't think between my, you know, Chris would tell you the same thing. I don't think we have any further information about anyone finding the door again or going back inside this underground complex. I don't think we have no information of that.
No.
That anyone's returned to that area and found the doorway and gone into the city. We don't know that. No one's published anything about it. No one's talked about it.
That seems strange, though, this kind of discovery and no one comes back.
Well, you know, again, there is a rumor that the Smithsonian spent 3 months out there, but, you know, I have yet to really fully accurately verify that. We need to get Jack Andrews. If there's an interest out there in the Paracast audience, there is a guy who's been studying this particular scenario for over 30
years.
Let's
talk about this in more detail on our next segment. If you have a comment or a question about the Paracast, please write us. news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. Or send us a tweet at @theparacast on Twitter. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Whether it's personal mail, whether it's business email, you want reliable, dependable delivery, freedom from spam, freedom from viruses. Well, Polaris Mail offers professional email hosting services for your personal or small business use. Each account uses 25 gigabytes of storage, an easy-to-use webmail interface, and full mobile sync. Sign up today for a 30-day free trial at PolarisMail.com, PolarisMail.com.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It just stopped responding. It took hours before it returned, but I'd already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Check it out. iWeb.com. That's iWeb.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid, proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 sea varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Kurt Southern, the author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
We have J.C. Johnson with Gene and Chris on the Paracast this week. Before we broke, we had to kind of interrupt you there, Chris. You were in the middle of a long description. Maybe you can go on.
Well, I was just saying that there's a gentleman by the name of Jack Andrews.
Jack Andrews, right?
Yeah, he has spent a considerable amount of time researching this particular mystery. He's made the most headway of anyone that I know. He's actually come up with the grave of Kincaid that for many years nobody knew where he was buried. I think he's come up with some pretty obscure interviews that he gave towards the end of his life to a local newspaper in Idaho. And this has really kind of lit a fire under me to find out more about this particular wonderful mystery. You know, I'm a sucker for anything underground and mysterious. So this is something that I've actually known about for quite a number of years, this whole underground Egyptian city. You know, I've always wondered, you go up to the Grand Canyon and there's many features that you see from the South Rim that have Egyptian names. So I find it very intriguing that there should be accepted Egyptian names today in the canyon.
Is there an official explanation as to why that is?
No, not really. People say, well, that reminds me of the Pyramid of Cheops, so let's call it Cheops.
They give an excuse.
Well, you know, the Rangers, they don't know. They're just given the company line, and they memorize it, and they spout it off to the millions of tourists that come there every year.
Well, now, we need to climb a stake to Mahudi Point and, you know, put a sign up, Mahudi Point, no trespassing. Can't come out here.
That'll last about 3 hours.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll get it televised. We'll have a satellite uplink, and we'll chain ourselves to one of those century plants or something that's blooming out there on the canyon rim, and get some good press. I think we talked about this. We've been talking about this. Chris said, you know, this is probably going to get pushed through. There's too many interests. There's too much money to stop it. But maybe with enough activism, we can probably shame a few people and, you know, at least make them feel ashamed of this whole situation. That's what I hope for. I don't think we can stop this. There's too much money, and there's too much money to be made.
Is there anything to hasten the exploration to get what we can out of it then?
We're going back, and we'll have proper permits as we did this time, and we'll do it again, and we'll have permit for everything we want to do as far as an endeavor. I want to find the doorway. If it's blown, we'll dig it out. We're going to find it. I need closure. Usually I get, you know, I try to get closure on things, and if I don't, it bothers me. So this is something we're going to explore further with a budget, with everything that we need. We're going to go back and we're going to do this again.
Is this going to be with the same crew, or do we want to mount an official Paracast exploration trip of some sort?
Gene, you're invited. You're invited, sir. Come on up.
We'll have to talk about that.
Ron's cooking is to die for. He fed us very, very well.
Does that mean that if I eat his stuff, I'm going to die?
No.
Okay, seriously.
Took good care of us.
Yeah, I'll say.
He ran a wonderful chuck wagon.
Did a great job.
Wonderful chuck wagon.
Everything and the kitchen sink.
This is all the stuff, of course, that we're not allowed to eat.
It was healthy. It was very healthy.
Yeah, we ate healthy.
It sounds like fun. It sounds like real fun.
I'm not much on vegetables, and there was lots of vegetables, and he made the vegetables appealing to me.
Well, maybe you can open up a restaurant over there. You know, if they're going to have this casino and everything, you could maybe rent a concession and run the restaurant. You know, this way on the side, you know, you can do all the explorations on the side, but still have the restaurant and make money from it to fund the explorations. Think about that.
Sounds good to me.
I don't know. I think Clifford Mahoudi's going to be up there with fire bombs.
Yeah, he's going to be a jailed Indian elder.
It's very displeasing, disheartening. And like I said, we were making kind of like a joke. If they knew what this was here, there'd be a four-lane highway out here with a resort, and we get back, and guess what comes to surface? That's what's exactly is going to happen. So very, very disheartening.
How much time do you think you have, a year or two?
They're going to crank on this. They're already dropping stuff down there. Chris saw a helicopter payload of piping, so they're probably going to start piping the water up from the canyon.
Yeah,
that's probably one of the first things.
Thing they got to do is get the infrastructure for water taken care of.
So they bring the water up, and that makes everything else work, and it greases the wheels to make everything else go into place. And they'll probably have a purification system for, you know, thousands of gallons per hour. And that's another environmental impact they need to look at, is removing water from the Grand Canyon. There's so many different things they need to look at as far as an environmental impact standard. And this has to happen. They need to do the studies before they bring in anything, and they're already bringing this stuff in.
Can they complain to the EPA? The EPA is busy, you know, stopping oil pipelines from being built. What about this?
No, we live in a fascist corporatocracy, so I don't think that's going to help.
If they're paid off, they won't do it.
If Ron Paul gets elected, the EPA is gone. Boom! Gone like that. Yeah. I think I agree. It's bureaucracy. We've got so much bureaucracy going on. What greases the wheels is the money, too. There's so much money to be made out there.
I have a general question here. How many places like this are there in North America? This can't be the only one.
We were talking about sacred sites being desecrated yesterday, Chris and I. Go ahead, Chris.
This is the granddaddy of them all, Gene. Grand Canyon is number one on the top seven wonders of the world perennially every year. It's voted number one. It's not the longest canyon, widest canyon, deepest canyon, but it is by far the most beautiful canyon. That's why it gets that coveted number one, you know, designation. But it's such a vast area, and it's just overwhelmingly large. So you could conceivably get away with a development project like this for a certain amount of time before you'd be discovered or word would get out about it. So, you know, it's really unfortunate, but it would be like putting a casino right in the middle of, St. Peter's Square or trying to put up, a pulled pork outfit outside of the Kaaba in Mecca or, I could come up with all sorts of, you know, ridiculous bad humor about how you could actually equate this in terms of other religions and other belief systems. This is the most important sacred site, I think, unarguably, in the Southwest. And to have such callous disregard for the spiritual traditions of your Native American brothers or cousins, I just find it reprehensible, and it's really unfortunate. And you know, myself and others are going to do what we can to at least alert everyone that this is going on. But like JC said, you know, big money, you're talking about a $1 billion project. And once you get a ball like that rolling, it's very, very difficult to stop it from going down the hill. So all we can do is marshal public support, bring the scrutiny of the media down on it, and at least educate people that it's going on before it's a done deal.
And that's if we can get any mainstream media to even look at this.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if we could, but it maybe.
Or, you know, a program like 2020 or something, I'd get out there with an in-depth report on what's going on, what's happening. And they're not supposed to be doing this yet. They haven't inked the deal yet, and they're already dropping goodies down into the little Colorado and Salt Canyon. They're dropping stuff down there.
Yeah.
It's not done yet.
Yeah.
They know it's done. They already know it's going to happen.
Yeah.
They've already started.
Well, when they changed, they altered their flight plan because we were out there. I mean, we were the only humans anywhere near there, to our knowledge. And when they saw us, there was no doubt in our minds that they then started trying to sneak around out there with the helicopter activity. And they definitely changed their flight plan because they were being observed. So that indicates to me that they may be out there ahead of the curve. There may be some quasi-illegal activity going on. We don't really know at this point, but we're making strides to find out.
Even if they were doing some type of uranium exploration, they don't have the green light on that yet either. You know, there's no green light. Nobody said go. Nobody said go.
Yeah, well, not that we've found yet, at least.
So anyway, we can go on to some more less depressing topics.
I certainly think we should talk about current.
Let's talk about Centaurs.
Centaurs.
You're going to love this.
Centaurs. I'll tell you what, we'll have to do the break and let our listeners wonder what we mean by Centaurs. We also wonder if you won't send us a tweet at the Paracast. The Paracast on
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.